On today's episode of Indian History Podcast, we will have an interview from my grandmother about her journey to the United States from India. Enjoy. I'm here with my grandmother, Tarlika, and she came to the U.S. When did you come?
1971.
In 1971, that was 2 years before my mom was born, and she's going to give us some insight on what the diaspora movement from India to the United States was like, and her struggles and her hurdles that she had to overcome to get here. All right.
So
we'll get right into it. The very first question is, what was your life like in India before you moved to the U.S.?
Oh, I lived with my parents, and I finished my graduation, and I started working in elementary school, and I was teacher there. I was
The next question really is, what are some of the reasons you moved here?
Because Nana wanted some more higher education here and a better opportunity. That's why he decided to come. So he came first, and he did the schooling. He did his my master's degree, and I stayed with mom, my parents. And he finished his school, and after 9 months, he started looking for the job. That time, the job situation wasn't that good, so he found the whatever job he can get. So he got some labor job, the online job, some boxes to move, and he started working so he can save some money and send me the ticket.
So, oh, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so it took him a little longer than we thought because the job wasn't paying that much. So I came after 6 months. He saved some money for my tickets and his all the money he borrowed from the friends and everybody for the education. And so I came after like 6 months.
How many other people from your family made it over here is the next question. Yeah.
Little by little, after we settled down, then my sister came over here, and we helped her to settle down. Since when we came here, we had just a couple friends. We have no family. We didn't know anybody, so it was really hard for us. But then my sister came over, and her husband was a doctor, so they thought it's a real good opportunity here for the doctors, and he can learn a lot. So she came. And I help her for like, I kept in my apartment with me, and I helped her for almost like 6 months. And then she moved out. She saved some money staying together. And then she moved out, and then she found her own apartment. So that was nice. We can help our family to settle down. And then Nana's brothers and Nana's sister, one by one, because we saw the is real good here for the opportunity. So people who works hard, they can really can make settle down really good here, better than India. We saw that, so we called our family, like Nana called the brother and sister, and we help in the beginning a little bit to settle them down, and then they came.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the next question really is, what were some of the struggles that you and Nana, my grandfather, faced after you got here?
It was hard because we don't have no family here. We didn't know anything because it's a new country. It's all the new stuff for us. So it was really hard. Food, even like our groceries, we didn't have any Indian grocery stores that time. It was really hard. We have to go to the grocery store and see, because we are vegetarian, so So we had to find the even food. We have to find our way. We didn't have the car, so we used to go walking to the grocery store and grab food for us, groceries for us. We have the little cart, and we used to put all the grocery in the cart. And everything was so new for us because in India, is almost everything is different. And here is almost all the machine life. You wash the clothes in a machine. And so it was really hard for us in the beginning. But little by little, we managed, and we did really good. So, and at the work also, I started working in like 10 days right after I came in this country. So I had to learn everything, like how to go to work and how to talk to people, the new work, because I worked in school. I was a teacher, and here when I came, they needed some license for the teacher. So I didn't have the even money for to get the license, and I didn't have the time to go to school and learn everything because I didn't have that kind of the money. So I work in the office. Fortunately, I was fortunate enough to get the job in a office. So in accounting section, I got the job, and I did really good work.
So the next question is, how have you been treated since you got to this country? And at first, how were you treated because of maybe an accent or maybe you didn't know English fully?
I knew the English because like here pronunciation was very different than in our country. So I had a little hard time. Some people like ignore me, like, you're talking in English? I say, yeah, I'm talking in English. And then there's some people just completely ignorant. Some people were nice, and some people said, okay, go slow, and you can say it a couple times so we can understand you. And they helped really. They were some really nice, and some people just like, okay, you learn English, and then started talking like insult, you know. They did like that. So some people were very nice and helpful, and like, always is like, and some people were very like, they used to insult us, and they used to, like, in also at the work too, like, we had to struggle, we had worked really hard, show like, we can do this work, we can, we can work hard and get done the stuff. So we had like really put all our ability and all our like commitment, and then only that way we can come ahead. And sometimes promotion, you know, they don't give you promotion, and we used to like feel bad, but then we kept working and get ahead. That's what our experience at the work like.
Oh, wow. Well, I really appreciate you sitting down and taking the time to go over your experiences. And that was a very inspiring story. And I actually had never heard that story before today. And so, yeah, that was very interesting for me. And thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, Devon.
Right. We'll let you go.